リスナー皆さん、残念ながらこれで1時間をもう経ちました。最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございます。皆さん、 Voice of Indonesia のソーシャルメディアアカウントをフォローすることも恐れないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 Insta と TikTok は VOI Underbar Underbar Official、 YouTube は VOI Official。 あなたも RRI デジタルアプリとウェブサイト RRI.co.id で Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることもできます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has informed that as of the first week of August this year, no smoke from forests and land fires in Indonesia has spread to neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Singapore. This has been confirmed during satellite imagery tracking wind direction and speed across atmospheric layers, Deputy for Meteorology and DBMKG Guswantono said on Tuesday. The government, through the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, is optimizing the use of fire danger rating system for early detection of forest and land fires to support firefighting efforts. Deputy for Meteorology at the BMKG, Guswanto, informed that the system utilizes data from several sources, including the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to produce fire risk maps marked with green, orange and red indicators. And that was the news.
But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. To say goodbye.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Kalian mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus mencoba. Aku tahu dia yang bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama aku bernyawa aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy.
Di bulan Desember samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Oh,
is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places, there are still traders selling this escampol peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Escampol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of escampol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihatkan langit bintang yang berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Ada di sana, dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan,
kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu, kita bikin romantis.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Summer